Shir gives a chanar for Chavbez, other when Simon Ayin Vav Sif Hey, we're middle discussing the tefillos unique to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Halacha Hey is going to discuss a very special mini Chazar Sashas that we do after Kabbalah Shabbos in order that people left, it may be left over in Shul, because, and Shul in those days was out of the city, and we were afraid that they would have to walk back on their own, and therefore Chachamim added Halacha Hey. Acher kach, following my Rabbi Mashiach Tzibur, the Chazan says bracha achas me'ein sheva, one bracha which includes the seven brachas we make on Shabbos. The Hainu, namely Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Elokeinu Melkei Aviseinu, the God of our fathers. Magen Avos, it concludes the shield of our fathers, and then it continues on. V'chulo Elokeinu Melkei Aviseinu, Yitzeinu B'Menuchasenu, the Eibishter should find favor. We should find favor in the eyes of the Eibishter, and he should appreciate our menucha on Shabbos. And it concludes Baruch Atah Hashem. Blessed is the Eibishter Mekadosh Shabbos that sanctifies Shabbos. Now, throughout that time that he says his Chazaras Hashatz, Yesh Lakol Lamay, B'Shosh Shliach Tzibur, Amar Bracha, they should be standing while he says the Bracha, V'Yishmu Heitev, they should listen intently. And well, V'Noyigim Sha'im Rimimai Magin Avos, the middle part of what the Chazan says, which is Magin Avos B'Dvaroi, M'chayim Esim Ma'amaroi, which includes the Bracha, M'chayim Esim Atal, etc., they should all say, together with the Chazan, Ad Zeichel Ma'asib Reishis, until the words, the word Zeichel Ma'asib Reishis is remembrance to the creation of the world. Even though this is said specifically B'tzibur, and as we'll see, only when it's a Makim Kavur that they daven B'tzibur, still a private person is allowed to say the Magen Avos, that's the middle, Ad Zeichel Ma'asib Reishis, he can't say the other parts which are unique to the Chazan. Halacha Vav. B'chol Shabbos Hashanah Omer Bracha Zayis, this bracha is said all the Shabbos of the year. Afilu B'Yom Tov, even if Shabbos falls out on Yom Tov, or B'Shabbos Shechol Acher Yom Tov, or Matzah Yom Tov is a Friday night. Also you say it, Ach Shechol Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach B'Shabbos, when the first night, the first Yom Tov of Pesach falls out on Shabbos, for example, the first and second night of Pesach is Shabbos. Ein Emin Raisa, because it's Leil Shimurim, and we're not afraid even a person walks back himself. Halacha Zayin. The only time we do this mini chazaras hashatz, this magen avos, is if it's a minyan kavua, a steady, consistent place of makom shem yisbalon shem basar el bakrai. If it's a random opportunity that 10 people happen to end up together, and that's why they're davening. Keep going, for example, beisa chasen when they're making a Shabbos sheva brachas together, a retreat, or beisa avel, it's morning, they're davening in a specific place, then ein ayman raisa, you do not say it. Says in a place that it's customary to say it even when it's not a consistent minyan, and for Eza Yamim, or there's other Yesois, Eza Shavuos, as we'll see in a second, which in, according to all opinions, then you could say it. The Alter Rebbe says if they say it even they're just randomly there, if they designated a place as for consistent davening with 10, Ezer Shavuos for a few weeks, when they would go to the great marketplace in Leipzig, for example, they would be there for a Meshel Zman, then yes, they do say the Magen Avos, this many Chazar Sashat. Halacha Ches. It's customary in our area. This is a unique minhag that was followed in Europe, that either because of the hektish that would be in shul, that people, the shnaris or the mishalachim, would sleep near the shul and didn't want to embarrass everybody, following the davening of Shabbos by night, they would turn around and the chasen would make kiddush. The problem is, kiddush has to be b'makom suda. It has to be in a place where you're going to wash and eat the suda. And therefore, we have to know who's going to drink this wine. Mechura, the chasen is not eating his suda there, so he can't drink the wine. He's being mighty someone. So the zokter, the custom that the shliach tzibur, the chasen, is mekadosh, he makes kiddush in the shul, leil Shabbos yom tovim, on the eve of Shabbos and yom tov. Chutz mileil mishnei leil tzarishayim shal Pesach. Obviously, aside from the first two nights of Pesach, in which everybody drinks Dalet Koises and everyone makes Kiddush specifically for themselves, the Chivon Shehu Einu Yotze B'Kiddush, being that the Chazan is not being Yotze with this Kiddush, and also, and now that means he's not Yotze the Chiyuv of Kiddush because it's not Makom Soda, and also Litim Kaidim Kiddush, and he can say, oh, you know what, I'm not going to be Yotze this Chiyuv Soda, but I'm just going to drink this wine because I'm making a bracha because you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush, and Lachem Kiddush Loite Tehe. In order that his bracha should not be in vain, that he would give it to drink to a katan shigel chinuch. And once a child reaches the age of chinuch, he has a chayva, the father has a chayva to train him in, all have a chayva to train him in to do mitzvahs. Therefore, it's not a bracha batal. He's making it on his behalf, and he's chayv to hear the bracha already, and therefore, it's not a batal. However, katan yishmas a bracha, man, this child listens to the bracha, the yitzba, and he fulfills his obligation in terms of the bracha, and he drinks, and therefore, retroactively, the Chazan's bracha has not been lebatal. And regarding to what age of chinuch is, there's 5 or 6 or 6 or 7 between the Paiskin and Achrayne. Now, the Mutar la'achil zakotim koydam akiddush. Bechlal, you'll say, okay, this works, that it wasn't bracha latal because the child is being yaitza with this. But the child is dachnar idil chor allowed to drink before he his kiddush. Doctor, no, this is Mutar, as he's going to describe in Simkov Samachay, in Yirtz Hashem, that a child, you could give him to drink before kiddush. This chayva doesn't apply. Be'im ein katim beis haknesses. If there's no child in the shul to give the kiddush to. Now, in this point, we're relying on two lenient opinions combined. One is the Hadassah Yerushalmi, that you don't have to be Kiddush B'makim Soda. That means you can make Kiddush in one place and have Kavana that you're going to eat the Soda elsewhere and it still applies. This Kiddush did do the job. And the opinion of the Ran, that you could be Yaitze, a Sa'uda, with Alakois, Sa'uda Kavalishtiya. And therefore, if you drink a Revis of wine, so you can, it's considered Kiddush B'makim Soda, according to when you combine both of these opinions. Zokter, so Yechavin HaMekadosh, the person that's making Kiddush, or Yadam Acher, or someone else, should be Mechavin Lotzes B'Kiddush, to be Yoytze Kiddush, according to Sitzar Yishalmi, that they're Yoytze Kiddush, Blav Soda, and B'Yishtashir Reviz, and the person that's being Yoytze should drink a Reviz, Kedei Levarach Bracha Achrein, in order for him to be able to make a Bracha Achrein. Now, B'Afal Pikin Yachol Lassol Kaddish B'Beser, why could he go home and make Kiddush? Loytze Yishtar Ovnei Beser, because he could be Moytze, his wife and children, Emenim Yadam Lekadosh B'Atzmam, in case which they do not want to be make Kiddush themselves, or they don't know how to make Kiddush themselves. So you can make again Kiddush. Now, the to the Kiddush of Knesses, Avagavdein Kiddush El Makam Soda. The fact that he's being Yoitza, Kiddush, in Shul, when his Makam Soda is at home, L'chorah, that doesn't stim. Zakta B'Shas Atchak, Saimchen Al Apoiskim, Yisrael Oda Daim, Shoyse Revis, Shlema Imakois. B'Shas Atchak, in a pressing time, when he needs to rely on it, so relying on the Poiskim, that it's enough that he drinks a complete Revis from the same Kois, and it's considered that it's he was kaveya soda on alayayin, and that's makam soda. The toiv, however, it's good. She ishtar revis chutz mikaloy lugma. In addition to the maloy lugma, which is filling up one cheek with wine, that's the amount needed in order to be yaitza the hagafen of kiddush. In addition, he should drink another revis. The hainu kimloy lugma mishum kiddush, and va'oid revis mishum soda, and another separate revis in honor of the soda that he's kaveya al kais. Halacha test. Noigim loimer. It is customary in some kids, the difference between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim and Liddusha, some do after Ma'ariv Dafka, as it's mashma from his Lashon of Rav Shlomo Ganzfried, or some do between Mincha and Ma'ariv. The Alter Rebbe doesn't bring it in a Siddur altogether. The minhag is to say Perek Bamem Madlikin, which discusses all the various types of wicks and oils which could be used, or flammable liquids that could be used to light Shabbos candles. But ain't emrais of yamtiv shachal b'Shabbos. You can't say it in yamtiv that falls out on Shabbos. The loik shachal yamtiv b'erev Shabbos. Not when yamtiv falls out on erev Shabbos, and not v'loy b'Shabbos chol amoed, and not Shabbos in the middle of chol amoed. And the main reason is because one of the nekudas discussed is how to set up an erev, which you cannot do on Shabbos that falls out on yamtiv. So erev Shabbos that falls out on yamtiv, you can't do that. Halacha yud. Noigim, it's customary. Shabbos ain't mashkim kol kach lavoy lebeis haknesses k'may b'chol. They don't come to shul as early. They don't wake as early as they would do in the middle of the week. Why? Mishum d'sheina ma'inik Shabbosu. Sleeping in is from the considered from the joys and from the pleasure one should appreciate of Shabbos. We may hachoyrif when it's in winter. They shalel zarukim. You finish eating the soda much earlier. You make kids before 6. And then you have a very long night. So then you can't lack the Kumar Bachal. The Alter Rebbe says it's still noticeable that you had a chance to spend more time sleeping on Shabbos, and you come the same time as the middle of the week. Vas Mechu Akra, they found a hint in a pasuk to tell us that you should sleep in on Shabbos. Why? The carbon atomic shall meisa choil nemar, when it's talking about the carbon atomic shall shachar from every weekday, nemar, it says the lashon is baboiker, in the morning. Over Shabbos, however, it doesn't refer to the time of the carbon. In Baboike, rather, it says Ubiyoyma Shabbos. The Bach discusses the Lechura, and Lechura, this is Bechal not referring to Karban Tam Shal Shachas, that's referring to the Karban Musaf. But still, they brought the Musaf close to the Karban Tam Shal Shachar, and therefore it's Mashma also from here that the Karban Tam Shal Shachar, which is Knegat Shachar, was also pushed off a little later. The Mashma Icher sounds a little later, and that's why we come a little later to Shul. Mikalmakam, however, one has to be very careful, not to miss Zman Krishma, which is Shalosh Shoyes, and Otfila, and Davening Zman Shmenesre. Aloch Yudalef. Now we're going to talk about the next Tfila in line. We discussed Ma'ariv, Shachris, and now we're moving on to Musaf. Halacha Yudalos. Man feels most of the time in which Musaf begins, the Chiyuv begins, Miyad Achafil HaShachris. As soon as you finish Shachris, you have a Chayiv to Dav Mincha, Ve'ein La'achri Yoyser Me'ad Soif Sheva Shois. Once you're not pushed it off beyond 7 hours of the day, which is an hour after Chatzos, an hour of Shois Mani is after Chatzos. V'mispa Loisa Achar Sheva Shois, if he Davin Musaf after Sheva Shois, it's still a problem. Nikra Pashia is considered careless, Rachman al-Flan, and negligent. However, Afal Pigan Yotzi de Chabasi did fulfill the Chayva of davening Musaf, which is connected to the carbon Musaf Ayyim, Mipneshah Zmana Kolayim, because the time of Tfilas Musaf is throughout the entire day ad halayla. Now, what's very interesting is we're going to have only Musaf and Mincha. You have over here an overlap of two Tfilas, because Be'etzem, Mincha, the Zman Mincha starts a half an Mincha Gdoila is a half an hour after Chatzos. And Zman Musaf continues and stretches Be'etzem until half an hour later, until 7 hours. And B'meila, they can overlap. So Halachi Yad Beis, Hoyu Lefono L'Ispal Shtei Tfilas. If right now he has the responsibility of davening Zayim Musaf and Zayim Mincha, and he has both responsibilities at the same time, he didn't have Musaf yet, and it's already 6.5 hours Shoyz Mani after the beginning of the day, which means half an hour after Chatzos, when he still already has the Chayva of He has the chayv already of mincha, and he still has the chayv. He didn't daven musaf. Tzarich lispal tfilas mincha, v'charkach tfilas musaf. If you're davening on your own, then you first daven a mincha, and then musaf. Why? Mishum the mincha tzidir yaser. Mincha is more found, more accustomed to, because tader v'shein tader tader kaidam. The kaimel one where you accept that the one that's more consistently found, that's the one you're macked in. That one takes precedence. The altar says b'med var mamurim. When do we say that it takes precedence and you should daven mincha first? Kshaata tzarich lispal mincha. When you have to daven mincha right now, now is the minyan. You're going to roi tzalech, he wants to sit down to eat, and you're not allowed to sit down to a sa'uda when it's already reached the time of zman tfilah, of the next tfilah. Avol main tzarich, if you're not pressured to daven mincha right now, you have a minyan kavua later, and someone's going to remind you, well, you're allowed to sit down to a sa'uda, yachal haktim, so most of you could keep the regular seder first davening musaf, or mishigi is man mincha ktana, when it reaches mincha ktana, which is 2.5 hours, before Shkia, at that point, at that point, you already have to daven mincha before Musaf. The Ramah says, however, if it's not a private person that reached Sheshay Sumechza and now has the suffix which tefillah should daven first, it's a whole minion, the minion should always maintain the consistent seder, first davening Musaf and then davening mincha, which is very prevalent in many kehillahs that this happens. Halachi Yod Gimel, the Kedusha of the Musaf, when they stand Naktishach in Musaf, we say Keser, according to Alter Rebbe's Nosach. Sha'aymrim, we say over there, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So you have to be very careful. Miyad, Aymrim HaKohol, Echad, Hu Elokeinu. They say, in continuation to Echad, they say Hu Elokeinu, but it could sound like Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, God is one. And then they start Echad, Hu Elokeinu. And again, mention that our gut is Einer. And that's a problem, because who told it's a mistake. He also learned my tevas echad shtei pamim ritzufim. You're not allowed to say the word echad twice, which can come across like shirachman san shtei yeshuris. There's two ediris. Ela yoimar, rather you should say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem echad, and then say hu Elokeinu b'chulu. And this is specifically a private person. But the chazen, achshliach tzibur, shu mamten al tzibur, he says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem echad, he can say right afterwards echad hu Elokeinu, because his he waits. Initial mamten al tzibur. There's a half second time. Yachol laaska b'tevas echad. He could start the word echad, given tzivsig bintayim, because he waited for the tzibur. Minig Lubavitch is that the chazan doesn't say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem echad until everyone finishes the whole hu Elokeinu. Then he says Hashem Elokeinu Hashem echad, and then starts hu Elokeinu to avoid this problem.